My friend in IT says, sometimes you just have to reboot and rebuke. Not just your computer, maybe even our life. Maybe not the rebuke, but most certainly the reboot. Our computers sometimes just come back fresher. They wake up like they need to be. Is there something that needs to be rebooted in your life? Is there a sense of needing a new day? Well, Dr. Wilton, our pastor here on The Encouraging Word, is beginning to dive into this concept of the promises of God of a new day. We'll be going to the book of Joshua in God's Word in just a few moments. And while we do so, we want you to know that we're available for you as we gain insight from God's Word and apply it to our lives. We'd love to pray with you and for you. We can do that online at theencouragingword.org or this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And now, Dr. Don Wilton with today's message.
The promise of a new day means that today can be that day for you, this moment, right now. I can't get over the response that I've heard, because this is so real. All of us need a new day. A new day begins by accepting Christ. That's point number one. It's always that way, because you have to turn your life over to Jesus. That's why I'm inviting you today to give your heart to Jesus. And in fact, in just a little while, I'm going to ask you to respond to that, because it's very important when you give your life to Christ that you tell someone about it, that you invite others into your life, your church family, your parents, your life group leader, that Sunday school teacher, because that's the fabric of life. We teach each other as we begin to grow, but you need to give your life to Christ. Then once having given your life to Christ, don't for one minute think that because you've given your heart to Jesus, that the arduous nature of the journey of life just goes away. We're still encompassed by the challenges and the difficulties of this life, aren't we? We still bring up our children. We still walk down long and lonely roads. We still suffer grief. We still hurt. We still have to make ends meet. We still lose our jobs. We still live in a world in which there seems to be increasing conflict, where the stock market is down one minute and up the next. And here's this group of people who were a people that God had set apart, and they'd gone through 40 years of this journey. Were they delivered? Yes, but they hadn't arrived. There's a difference between being delivered and arriving. And remember that the journey is as important as the destination. And you will remember how that, Moses stood right there on Mount Nebo, and he's looking over at the destination. Having covered the length of this journey and with all of these people, and his time has come. And God spoke. And what I did was I wrote down just on a piece of paper here, and I just want to read to you, before I read this passage of Scripture, in the opening salvo, God told Joshua a number of things. He said, number one, Moses is dead. And he wasn't sweeping Moses under the bush, but he was saying, Joshua, this is a new day. Number two, he said to Joshua, you get ready. He spoke to Joshua like he's speaking to leaders in our church. He's done this for generations. Like he's speaking to every one of us. Like he speaks to parents. He's saying, I need a word with you. I'm privileged to be your pastor and your friend. I have to continually say, Lord, what would you say to me that I might share with your people? He said, in the third instance, include all the people. See, you're not left out. What God does for us when he gives us a new day is not for some and not for others. He includes all of God's people. He said, I want you to actually cross over the Jordan. You'll remember, some of you, last week, I gave you that picture of Mount Nebo and down in front of them through the valley is the River Jordan. And it was like impenetrable. They didn't have what we had today. He said, listen, I don't want you to stand there and look at it. I want you to cross over it. Now, that's just like us, isn't it? You've got a river flowing in front of you right now, and God is saying to you, cross over it. Stop looking at the river. Stop contemplating the impossibility of the challenge, because God can do this. It's not about you, it's about Him. And then he said, now once you cross over, my note just said, set your foot down. You know, sometimes you can cross over the challenge, but you don't seize the moment. I've had friends all my life who have suffered with addictions. And you can go through AA, celebrate, recovery, all of these things. You can cross over the river of your limitation, but you've got to seize, you've got to put your foot down and seize what it is that God has given you to do. And God is speaking to some of you right now, and he's telling you to cross over the Jordan, so to speak. And you walk out the door here, but you don't put your foot down. You don't claim the territory God has given to you. Your territory will expand, he said. God said that. The enemy's already defeated. Because right there in chapter 1 and verse 5, God said, just want you to know the most important thing. I'm with you. You're not on your own here. See, here's what happens to you. Now, I want you to really take a hold of this. I invited you a minute ago to give your heart to Jesus, right? And if you're willing to repent of your sin and by faith accept Jesus Christ into your heart, immediately the Spirit of God comes into you, all of the Spirit of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You can't divide God. You don't get God the Father, God the Son, and 10 weeks later have an experience whereby you'll get the Spirit. You can't divide God. God cannot be divided. He is one. And the Spirit of God comes into you. And the moment the Spirit of God comes into you, everywhere you go, here goes God. Because God's Spirit is God. So everywhere I go, I am... Please listen to me. I'm not being disrespectful here. Everywhere I go as a believer, God is with me. He's in me. So now put this in the perspective here. Cross over, put your foot down, claim your territory, and I'm with you. I'm with you. You know what I did? I walked down the mountain with you. I walked across the valley with you. I crossed over the River Jordan. In fact, I'm the one who helped you to cross over. I was already where you were going, even though you hadn't got there before, because I claimed that territory long before you even knew it existed. I'm with you. Well, let's pick up here, because I want you to see this in your Bibles. I want to pick up at verse 6. Here's the rest of the story. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be very careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it, either to the right hand or to the left. Did you get that? How many of you taking detours right now in your spiritual walk? Anyway, let's get on with this, okay? Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now watch what happens. So Joshua gathered all the deacons. Joshua commanded the officers of the people, and he said to them, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Now watch verse 14. Very important. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan, but all the men of valor among you shall pass over armed before your brothers and shall help them. Until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as he has to you, and they also take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them, then you shall return to the land of your possession and shall possess the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua and said, all that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. And just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. And whoever rebels against your commandment and disobeys your word, whatever you command shall be put to death. And I love the last statement. Only be strong and be courageous. Well, all of this is good, the promise of a new day. But God wanted them to know something. So I just want to put these down in front of us. This is what God wanted these people to know. To stake their claim for a new day, for a new beginning. This is what God said. Number one, verse 6. As you go, be strong and courageous. Love that word. Strength, courage. They kind of synonyms in many ways. Because the challenge of life, and if I might add just for a moment, the repeated challenge. Some people I know have had a repeated bombardment. It's just like it's relentless. If you're under attack, you know, the best way to really break a door down is just keep hammering away at it. Thump, 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 thump. Now, what suffers as a result? First of all, your strength gets depleted. And secondly, you begin to lose courage. Because the inclination of the human heart is to become depleted. And secondly, to say, I just have no courage to. It takes courage to stand up, people. It takes courage. It takes courage to say, I can do this in the name of the Lord Jesus, when you know jolly well you cannot do it in your own name. With God, nothing is impossible. He said, be strong. Number two, obey God's law. It's what he told them in verse 7. Obey God's law. Look at it with me. It's a powerful. He says here, make sure that you do all according to the law. Obey God's law. Now, could we just have a little aside here? If you were one of those people, what were you thinking of? Ten Commandments. That's a tough order, man. You mean I got to keep the Sabbath holy? You mean I must not commit adultery? You mean I must love God with all my heart? You mean I must not covet, earnestly desiring what is not mine? You mean I must not be idolatrous? I mean, that's what the law of God said. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So how are we doing, America? How are we doing, American Idol? It's wonderful, man. The other day, at the airport, I ran into one of our finest who won the whole thing. He walked up to me and said, Don, it's so nice to see you. No, he didn't. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Just think about this for a minute. He's talking here to people. And he says, obey God's law.
Well, please forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of Dr. Don's teaching in just a minute on the promise of a new day. But Dr. Don insists I interrupt to let you know we're here for you. We love presenting his messages like this, and so you can listen to them whether you're on the go or working out or doing whatever it might be that allows this to be your soundtrack of encouragement. But you need to know that we'd also love to have an interaction with you, a conversation instead of just a presentation. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. Now, I know many of you are going, phone? I don't talk to my own mom on the phone. Well, that's okay. Matter of fact, it's not okay. You ought to call your mom. But the reality is, in the day and age of texting and typing, sometimes one of the most remarkable things God can use is just the sound of another friend, a brother in Christ, or a sister in Christ praying for you. We'd love to be one of those encouragers in your life. Again, the phone number is 866-899-9673. I pray you'll call it anytime, day or night. We'd love to connect with you. And you can meet with us online, of course, online at tewonline.org.
You know, just by the way, and I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, isn't it wonderful that when he gets through all of it, he says, don't you worry, I'm with you. When he says, I'm with you, he says, I am going to enable you to do the things that you cannot do on your own. Obey God's law. Number three, don't take detours. He turns to these people. Now, I want you to get this. This is almost, I wish I could have been a fly on a rock on the side of Mount Nebo or something. I would have loved to have done that, just to look at their faces. Can you imagine God says, don't turn left or right? Because they just spent 40 years turning left and right. Don't make detours. Our human inclination is to do little side trips when it comes to following the Lord. You know, sometimes it seems to me all the devil wants you to do is to just step offline a little bit. And he will show you something so attractive offline that he'll capture your attention. Now, that's a discipline, isn't it? Because we all make detours. But when you're following the Lord and you're saying, Lord, I belong to you and you're in my heart and I want to serve you and I'm determined and I love this life, and you are serving him spiritually. You're in church on Sundays. You go into that life group. It's not about doing so. You're studying your word. You're starting to read God's word on a daily basis. You're praying. You're seeking him, your modus operandi. And then what you do is you say, you know what, just for a little bit. I mean, I've got to, you know, we're all so good at that. In a sense, God is looking at the children of Israel as he's looking at us. And he says, look, you've spent 40 years taking side trips. And every time you've done it, here come the demons. Stop it. Get with the program. Stick to it. Just stick to the program. We're a bunch of yo-yos. We're up 1 minute and down the next. And that's the human heart, guys. I want you to understand this. This is the tough part. He looks at the children of Israel. He said, I'm taking you to where you need to go. Just, I want to tell you something. Be strong and be courageous. Obey my law and don't take detours. Number four, hold fast to my word. That's what he says in verse 8. He says, hold fast to my word. Look at verse 8, this book of law. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Hold fast to it. Stand on the word of God. It's my word. My word's a lamp and a light under your feet. You hold God's word in your heart. You take God's word, study God's word, read God's word. And it's a discipline, folks. It's a discipline for me. All of you might fall out of bed in the morning and say, well, you know, that's the pastor. He's always... Folks, I have to discipline myself. I'm always studying God's word in order to deliver it. But I also have to study God's word in order to live by it. Then he says, don't be afraid. I love verse 9 because verse 9, he just says there, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. He removes from them. He says to them, look, what I want you to do is I want you to really stand up and stand tall. Don't fear what you look at, what you see, and what you know. Don't fear the past, because when you fear where you've been and you don't understand that God has wiped the slate clean, you will never be able to have the new beginning and a new day like I've promised you. Number six, he says, prepare properly. I love verse 10. Prepare properly. Oh, gosh, I'm just speaking to all students and college kids and on down the road. Prepare properly. Really? To actually prepare for your journey with God. Prepare for what you're going to do. Prepare your heart. And what he's telling them here is, listen, man, spend more time in preparation for what you know you need to do in order to receive the full benefit of what you know you're going to receive. Number 7, let leaders lead. You know, in their context back then, I mean, it's such a practical application because their entire journey, they carried with them their entire family. And God had something to say about it. He was saying, listen, you men out there need to stand up and be counted. Get on and do what you do. So where are you, brother? Why have we always got to come and ask you to do something? Why has your wife constantly got to ask you to be the man of the house? You got a problem or something? Why have your children got to look around and say, where's dad? What's the matter with you? I think maybe, and I mean, I wasn't there, but I think, you know, that God was looking into Josh and saying, listen, you need to talk to all these people and say, listen, this is your job, man. You know, I think of our veterans. I just love our veterans. And you can hardly go to a veteran from any war at any time in America that's been involved in over the years. And they'll say to you, you want to say to them, man, just thank you. I'm so grateful and your valor and what you did. And I'm, you know, this. And I mean, 9.99 times out of 10, veterans will look at me and say, well, that was my job, man. I was just doing my job, you know. Hey, I'm just doing my job. It's like someone here needs to invite me or ask me to be your pastor. It's what I do. And I don't share that. That's what I do. So how are you doing, Dad? How are you doing, valiant warrior? How are you doing, Mom? Apply this all the way across. You're a mom. Do your children have to turn around and say, well, where's Mom? God was speaking. He said, listen, you want to have a new day? Leaders get on and lead. In other words, take your assignment and fulfill it according to what God has established in your heart. Number 8, trust and obey. Powerful statement, trust and obey. I like verse 16 and verse 17. It's what he says. He says, just as you have trusted Moses, so trust me. Just as you have obeyed God, obey God now. Don't change. It hasn't changed. God didn't change. By the way, because this year is this year doesn't mean that the law of God is different to what it was in 1940, or for that matter in 1732, whatever went on. God's law doesn't change. God hasn't changed. God doesn't modernize. It's the same. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And then he culminates all of this at the last part of verse 18, which to me is kind of like my ultimate new day word from the Lord. He says, you can do this. Only be strong and courageous. If you get back into the text there, it means, you know what? You can do this. You know, as kids, we used to love these little, Thomas the Train. I'm sure many of you used to ride. I used to love Thomas the Train. And our kids and grand, Thomas the Train, you know, get these books with an engine on with the smoke coming out the chimney. And the Thomas the Train would go up the hill saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. That's human nature. That's what I do. Lord, I think I can do this. You know, he gets to the end of this. He says, excuse me, with me, God says, you can do this. You can do it. When you trust Jesus as your Savior, watch what happens. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You can do this. You love the Lord. You've been on a long journey. This has been going on for years. I don't know. I don't know that a new day can come. I don't know that I can start fresh. This is what he says here. You can do this. Children of Israel, oh, please. I'm telling you, there was at least one meeting of, oh, please. There's one little group that said, oh, please, man. Does he not know we've been beating around the bush for 40 years? I mean, does he not know what happened on that battle hill and we were starving to death and we didn't have anything to drink and we did this and we did that? I mean, what is this? And God says, you can do this. You can do this. You see, skepticism and inability and a lack of strength, a lack of courage, it's very, very normal. Very normal. That's not, by the way, that's not a crime. You haven't committed a crime. You are caught up in your human sinful disposition, and God says, let me take over. When I take over, you'll not only cross the Jordan, your new day will begin.
The challenge from Dr. Wilton is there. You know what you need to do. It's not for me to put words in your mouth, but I would love to pray with you and for you. Even now, God, I thank you that by the power of your Spirit connecting us across radio waves where people are listening to this, Lord, you are real and you are at work. And so, God, I pray that you would help us to let go. Control is so hard to let go of, but help us to let it into your hands, knowing that you are then going to empower us to do what we need to do by your Spirit, by your grace. Father, I pray against those that have been fed the lie of the enemy that they are incapable, because God, though we are all incapable in our own strength, with you nothing is impossible. Help us to dig deep into your resources, your Spirit in us, not our own strength, but into your strength today, and do what you call us to do. I pray that in Jesus' name. If the Lord's working in your life, let us pray with you and for you. If you need some resources, we'd love to connect you as well. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Discover great resources like this.
Is there life beyond this world? Have you ever thought about heaven? Have you ever had any doubts about heaven? The Bible tells us that heaven is as real as death. Heaven is a promise. Heaven is an eternal gift. This month, for your gift of any amount, you will receive Dr. Wilton's assuring message, Heaven, Our Eternal Home. Plus, you will receive The Gift of Heaven. The Gift of Heaven provides biblical answers to questions such as, how do I know if I'll go to heaven? Who will be in heaven? What is life in heaven like? Both of these ministry resources will help to satisfy the deepest questions of your soul. You don't have to fear the unknown. You can come face to face with the Savior's assurance of eternal life. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your partnership enables us to bring the gift of life into millions of homes around the world.
Again, if you'd like to get a copy of that or any of the resources, you can call us. The phone number is 866-899-WORD. But again, that's not just to get a copy of Dr. Stanley's book or Dr. Don's book. 866-899-9673. We'll connect you with one of us, excited to pray with you and for you, and maybe connect you to other resources like the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide that's absolutely free that'll help you spend some time in God's Word every single day. Details online at tewonline.org or by calling us at 866-899-9673. Until next time, take care and join us again for the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton on The Encouraging Word. The Encouraging Word.